USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp this week, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten a shot, or for those too young to get one yet, the agency still recommends that they take preventative strategies. The agency says that masks generally don't need to be worn outdoors, but are still recommended for the unvaccinated and kids under 12 when in indoor situations. And the United States is monitoring the movements of two Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reporting that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship being used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination, still unknown. Ties between those two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten the shot, or for those who are too young to get one, the agency still recommends they take prevention strategies. Dr. Anand Swaminathan is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at St. Joseph Hospital and tells CBS News that the new guidance could have been a little clearer, especially for indoor situations.
If they're outdoors, kids are going to be safe in general. Unless it's a very crowded kind of setting, they can't space apart at all, it's going to be okay to go unmasked. But indoors, I think the CDC recommendations could have been a little bit clearer. It should be 100% masking indoors if you're unvaccinated. And again, for the social cues, let's just keep everybody masked indoors unless you happen to be at a camp where you know that everybody is vaccinated. Unless you're in that unique situation, it's just safer to keep everybody in their masks. If the older campers, even if they're vaccinated, they're wearing masks indoors, it's going to signal to the younger campers that this is the norm. This is what you have to do. It's that social cue that we need to maintain.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The arrest of an opposition journalist has led the White House to issue sanctions against Belarus. Wendy King has more.
The White House announced sanctions on Belarus and a warning not to travel to the country over a diverted civilian Ryanair flight. The Lukashenko regime in Belarus forced the commercial jet headed from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk on Sunday and arrested Belarusian journalist Roman Protasevich upon landing. Aviation authorities in Belarus said the flight was diverted to Minsk due to a bomb threat, but the White House said the plane was diverted over false pretenses. The United States has joined the UN and other international diplomatic, trade, and aviation leaders in public condemnation of the interception of the flight. The U.S. State Department also issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel warning, urging U.S. citizens to not go to Belarus. The FAA has also warned passenger carriers to exercise extreme caution when flying in Belarusian airspace. The U.S. is also reimposing sanctions against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises, which will block U.S. citizens from engaging in transactions with these entities. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been working with European counterparts to investigate the incident. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the actor best known for piloting the Love Boat has died. Gavin McLeod passed away Saturday morning at his California home, according to his family. He's also known for his appearances on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and McHale's Navy. Gavin McLeod was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.